his choice at number 5, Bebop Deluxe with Ships in the Night. 4 was Tim's choice. It's from the Jay Giles Band. Why this particular one, Tim?
Well, I really think you can relate to that. You spend as much time in the North Sea as I do.
Right.
And you get ashore and see that special lady. What are you going to say to her?
Give it to me. Tim's choice on the personal top 5 of Holly and Tim. That's the Jay Giles Band and Give It To Me. Number 3 is Holly's. Quite a special choice, I would think.
Oh, Holly and Tim, it sounds so sweet.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, right. No, I like Carly's. Yeah, okay. Well, that was my next step, but you beat me to it, so. I should try and sound British, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, no, don't have to if you don't want to.
Well, I can't. It doesn't work.
We'll carry on then.
Okay. No, the Carly Simon. No, she's my favorite female vocalist. And plus, I love this song because there's such a controversy.
Group.
Oh, well, it sounds good. But anyway,
yeah.
Whether it's Mick Jagger singing the vocals, the background, or James Taylor.
Mm.
And the big thrust of it is that she had a fling with, what's his name?
Hang on.
What's his name?
Warren Beatty. Sorry.
Yeah.
You say Beatty, I say Beatty.
Oh, I say Beatty. Beatty is correct, though, by the way.
Oh, sorry, yes. You should know.
Yeah, well, that's my opinion, I guess. But no,
yeah, no.
It's a terrific song, and it's a great one to crank out to.
Great. Okay. This is this. That's Holly's choice at number 3, Carly Simon with Mockingbird. That's a really good song, and we've just finalised it. James Taylor on backing vocals on that one. At number 2, it's Tim's choice. Oh, sorry, did you want to say something?
I was going to say, I admit defeat. I thought I knew all, but I did not.
Oh, yeah, that's it, because we were just having a discussion. Who was on backing vocals on that?
Yeah, right, I was thinking of You're So Vain.
Yeah.
And now with Carly Simon. But now, up next is James Thorogood. It's a great tune. It's,
Hang on, whose choice is this?
It's a combination of the two. Yeah. I'll just kind of flap my lips a little bit here, which I'm pretty good at.
You just hog the scene, dear.
Hog the scene.
Okay, so this is George Thorogood.
I come in last night about 10:30, that baby of mine would let me in. Moving in.
Counting down tonight on Caroline, the personal top 5 of Holly and Tim. And that was at number 2. George Thorogood, not James, never mind, we've wheeled her out. And the Destroyers with Move It On Over. Number 1 is a slightly more coherent person's choice.
Well, I'll start out in Holly's style, but this isn't Rod Stewart, no. This isn't James Thorogood. No, this is Grateful Dead.
That wasn't fair. That wasn't fair. That was a low blow, shot below the waist.
I know. Sorry.
Okay.
Not much. That's the Grateful Dead and Trucking. I'm glad Holly didn't have to say that. That's in the personal top. I can't even say personal. That's in the personal top 5 of Tim and Holly. Yes.
This is not fair. They're all ganging up on me.
I know.
Let's all grab our Kleenex together. No. Terrible.
Anyway, a good top 5. Thank you very much. If you'd like to send your top 5 into Caroline, grab a speedboat. If you'd like to send your top 5 into Caroline, settle down, it's only me. Then right away to Radio Caroline, New York. Double 11518 in the USA. That's Caroline. New York, 11518 in the USA. And if it's up and it's good, we'll play it.
It's going to happen from May to October of 1986.